All right, let's go to the scenario here. I want to close our time. This, if you read it towards the end, it says basically that a helpful way to do that is to write down your confession, write down the words, saying such things as, I harmed you this way, or my emotions towards you were anger, or I gossiped about you with another person not involved in the situation. And so you write it out, and then you can just share it as is. But notice it's not, I'm sorry, or I apologize, or let's just move on. It's naming the thing that's happened. How do you feel about that? This is heavy stuff. Why is this the healthiest way?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Good comments. Nancy shares that this cleanses you of maybe a guilty conscience. Great. All right. So last week, I want to close out. We got 5 minutes. We can go a little bit longer because we're indoors today. Last week we talked about Kyle, and if you remember, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Kyle was hired, and the boss told him that there are some people that were in their early 60s that weren't performing really well for the company, if you remember this scenario. And Kyle was told to look for fault of the workers and to document it. Last week, we talked about how there'd be importance of for Kyle to confess his sin, that he's dealt very harshly with his coworker. But you may have been given the impression that all Kyle needs to do is just to confess to God. He's forgiven and can move on. What else does Kyle need to do? Thinking about the tool that we heard today, confessing to others, what would be something that Kyle should do as, you know, to make things right with the coworker or the scenario?
Do you think it would be against his bosses to hold the coworkers and then an idea that when it comes in, maybe the slack, if they had slack, because the boss had fixed.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm watching you,
off. Yeah. Yeah. And have an honest discussion. Amen. Just say, hey, let's have a review and how are things going, rather than behind the scenes documenting everything. Yeah. Any other thoughts on that? How to really move this thing forward beyond just, oh, I received forgiveness from God, we're good. What would Kyle need to do to make things right? Craig?
It'd be a hard thing, but I think he needs to go to his boss and basically tell him, hey, I just can't do what you want me to do. It's not right. I don't feel good about it. Obviously, there's a risk to his employment if he does that. To me, it's the right thing to do.
Right. Craig shares that he should go to the boss and say it's not right for him to document stuff and really look for the fault of others. Yeah. Okay.